Representative Bill Peterson moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1303.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill comes back to us in essentially the same form as we sent it to the Senate, with the exception that on page 3, the Senate added a time limitation for the governor to exercise the powers granted to him under this act. You will recall that we passed this act in case there was a threat or a terrorist or bioterrorist action against the state and people of South Dakota. This simply says that the governor can declare as an emergency for 6 months only, and then if necessary he can extend, or he or she can extend that 6 month period one or more times by a declaration of the governor that the conditions still exist which require this kind of a declaration. I think that what this does is add some more limitations upon the power of the governor in a situation that we may face if we are attacked by terrorists. I think it's a reasonable limitation. I hope the support that we will have the support of the House in concurring to the Senate amendment.
Further comments on the concurrence motion? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is the Bill Representative Bill Peterson motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1303. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on the motion to concur.
Representatives Bill Peterson, Richter, Van Gerpen, and Bradford. Representative Bradford. No. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 51, nays 17, excused 2.
The Representative Bill Peterson motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1303, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.